Improved from Saturday. Still the wrong result, but I know it's early after the game. How'd you sum that up as a captain and as a side?
Much better than Saturday, like you say. It couldn't get much worse.
There was more tempo straight from the start,
and we start. That's what we
put more passes together.
That's what we tried to do. We know that's the only way we can play.
Yeah.
And we know that when we fall below that, we fall way. We seem to fall well below that. And it's something obviously we're trying to cut out. But the only way you can, once it's happened, the only way you can put it right is by going again tonight, which obviously wrong result. But I think we've shown that we were back at it. Hopefully. Just like I say, the wrong result really.
Conceding straight after half time, we've done that a few times, especially here this season, haven't we? We have a good first half, and then it was always an uphill task against a side that are third in the league. They're not going to give anything easy, are they?
No, and like you say, it's happened a few times. Not only that, but we seem to have a habit of when we concede one, we concede two.
Yeah.
And obviously, when you concede two, you're going to struggle to even draw a game, never mind win a game, especially against top sides. So, again, it's something that we're working hard to put right, but it's not easy. We're coming up against sides that are spending way more cash than us. And
some big non-league names team tonight.
You know, over the course of a season, it catches us out at times, but I like to think we're giving as good as we get on most games.
We gave it a go second half. Obviously, Geno got a header back. Probably didn't work the keeper as much as we should have done, though. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, it was, like you say, it was difficult. They were well organised. They didn't look to play much, they've come here and got 3 points, which is exactly what they were after. But it was difficult to create anything, and we seem to find it easier to do that away from home than at home.
Yeah.
Perhaps when teams sit in against us a bit more, we find it hard to break them down. Whereas away, when we get a bit more space, we seem to create a bit more.
Yeah.
But again, it's been ruined at the end, because even with 5 minutes to go, all right, you might say we were huffing and puffing a bit, but we're still in with a chance of getting a point.
Yeah, they were rocking a little bit. You know, they knew they were under pressure. But where were you when the penalty's given? Because
about on the penalty spot, I think.
From where we were, it looked like Matt got the ball. There was a clash between the players, a 50-50. He'd got to the edge of his box ready to kick it, and the ref has then gone penalty, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, Matt's come out, slid out, and it's blocked between his feet. But there were three big decisions tonight, and I think the referee got them all wrong, in my opinion. The penalty on Nat, which if he's giving one, he gives the other.
Yeah.
Instead, he gives a yellow card.
For diving.
I feel there was a red card on in the first half, and we seem to have ended up with about 6 booked.
And they
I don't think
one.
We've already put a tackle in, of note, you know. So it was just one of them nights for us tonight, really.
Ashton away Saturday. They got beat tonight by Altrincham, but it's another playoff side. They beat us here convincingly, really. They were a good side, didn't they?
Yeah, good side. Be a difficult game, but
like you say, we seem to go away when we've not got to play in front of people, as in front of defences, and when we're stretching, we open teams up a bit more, don't
hopefully,
we?
Hopefully, yeah. We'll hopefully be able to do that Saturday, and This league has a habit of doing that, where that's why I was so disappointed Saturday, because you look at it and you think they were lower than us in the league, and you think we need 3 points tonight because we knew we had 2 big games coming up.
Yeah.
And before you know it, in a week you could have lost 3 games.
Yeah.
But obviously we're not going there looking to lose, but it's going to be difficult. But hopefully, like you say, we can find a bit more space and create something.
We need to get especially Creaney, we need to get him scoring again, don't we? Because when we were doing well, it was pivotal that Nat and Creaney were finding the back of the net, whereas we're...
Yeah, they're so vital for us. We said it to them Saturday, that they don't realise how important they are to us. And obviously, we all go through... I'm not saying he's going through a dip, but we all go through little quiet spells and where you're perhaps not scoring as many as he likes, but he doesn't realise that even when he's not scoring, he's so important to us as a team, and that in the way that we set up and try and play. So he just needs to stick at it, and if he gets himself in the box, he'll score some goals.
Where do you see this season going now? As in, obviously we've turned an unbeaten 2018 now to one win in. Cause it does change like that. It was an unbeaten 2018 until you lose on Saturday, and now I think it's at one win in 7. So. Yeah. And obviously we've got a big game a week tonight against Barwell. It literally is about time we beat them.
Yeah, I'd like to beat them. like I say, that's how this league sort of chews you up and spits you out if you're not careful. And even going back to before Christmas, we were 2-0 up at Whitby and we drew 2-2.
Yeah.
And then if you think of Mickleover, where we played really well and only got a point, Ensford, Buxton. And
yeah.
You start looking at them, all four away games where
we
should have won all four, and it's a completely different picture. Right now, we just need to get a couple of wins on the board, but you know, we're trying and we're working hard to do that, and I'm sure it'll change because we've got two good of players not to, really. But like I say, we also compete against some big spenders and big clubs, so.